Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Monday, which means a handsome friend, Garrett Vogel, joins us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Rob Shooter, why do you sound like you should be hosting a show on NPR right now?
Is it low energy today? Is it a little low energy?
I need you to put a little something in that cup of tea.
We gotta, I'm going to have a sip of my coffee. Hang on a minute.
Big sip. There you go.
I'm ready to go. We started a little early this morning, and I must admit, I'm yet to finish my first cup of coffee. I'm on about sip number 5 or 6. Where are you on the coffee level?
Oh, I'm bouncing off the walls. You know what? I'm going to have to start calling the king and call him out for this coronation, because you know what it's doing? It's holding you back. It is just keeping you up at night. You're all over on the phones, emails, going on. I can't have this. I need this coronation to wrap up so I can get my Rob Shooter back to normal.
I hear what you're saying, although I've got to admit, it's making me a lot of money, Garrett. I'm on TV every 5 minutes. I know you'll be sick of my face by the end of this week. It's all exciting news. Hey, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends?
It is tea time.
So Meghan Markle's estranged father is pleading with the Duchess of Sussex, saying, how can I fix this? So now Meghan's father wants to mend their strained relationship by saying, how can I fix this? Heath and Meghan, let me just give you a little bit of the history here in case you've forgotten.
Please.
They fell out after he reportedly staged some paparazzi photographs just ahead of the wedding. Now he's saying that the strained relationship with his daughter is something he desperately wants to heal. However, he did this in a new bombshell interview with Seven News. Insiders are telling me he did get paid for this interview. Lots of photographs of Meghan. You'd think at this point, all those childhood pictures of Meghan, all that video of her as a young girl, we would have seen. But apparently, no, the dad's holding on to a lot of it and releasing it. He's doing more interviews. Now, let's remember that she fell out with him because he can't shut up. He can't stop talking to the press. So reaching out to your daughter through the press is probably not the best way to make peace.
Well, is he on, like, is he ill too?
He has been ill. He claims he suffered a heart attack. He's overweight. He's up there in age. His health is definitely something that we should factor in.
Ah, it is. I mean, it's rough. At the end of the day, family is family. And no matter how much we want to say that he is wrong, he's still her dad.
And it's a dad.
I think once you shift through all the BS of it all, there is love there. It might be hard to see or feel right now, but there still is love. And we say, you know, we hear it from friends all the time where it's like, you know, be grateful for those that are around, because one day you're going to want that phone to ring and just hear someone you love on the other side. And one day it's not going to be there.
It's not going to be there.
And it's going to be too late. And the I'm sorries or the I love yous, you know, you could still say them, but that return won't be there. So I don't know. I think it's wrong for what he did. I feel like I understand why she's upset. But at the end of the day, maybe you put it aside. But knowing they'll do a sit-down, Rob Schrader, we all know this. They'll do a sit-down, and freaking dad will have a microphone hidden in his lapel, a jacket, and next thing you know, it'll show up on Piers Morgan's show, for God's sake.
We can only hope. It's very complicated. Ironically, what Meghan and Harry have accused her family of doing, gossiping to the press, is what the royal family is accusing Harry and Meghan of doing. So the royal family doesn't trust Meghan and Harry. They think every time they talk to them, they communicate, it ends up in a book or ends up on Oprah Winfrey.
Right.
So it's sort of ironic here, isn't it? It's like a full circle. Everything she's accused her dad of doing, the royal family accuse them of doing. So they can't have different rules. If they're allowed to talk about the royals, then Meghan's father's allowed to talk about them. So if they were totally private, if they never did interviews, if they disappeared and they wanted a private life, I'd totally understand them being livid with her dad. Just shut up, they don't want to do this. But I think they do want the spotlight, but it seems it has to be on their terms.
Of course. And you know what I'm thinking about it too, is, you know, how all the BS rolls downhill. You know, it's you're just saying how the royals are upset with Harry and Meghan because they're talking about him. Mary and Meghan are mad at Meghan's dad for talking about them. I think if Meghan's dad looked as if he was in the royals, we wouldn't be jumping down his throat. You know what I mean? But since he looks like the weaker of the links out of all of these, it's easier to be like, aha,
it's easy.
You're in it for the money. All in it for the money at the end of the
day. Right. Yeah, it's easier to pick on Meghan's dad than it is to pick on Harry and Meghan or King Charles.
Right.
It's fascinating. I think the timing's really odd too. This is the week we're meant to be talking about King Charles, and once again, it's Meghan and her family. I got to admit, though, you said something earlier on in the show that really struck with me. Family is family.
Right.
Now, my family don't leak stories about me. I'm not famous enough. Nobody would care. But I have had family members that have hurt me so much that I've had to step away from a little bit. Like, you have to protect yourself. So Harry and Meghan would argue that they're not being cruel to her dad. They're protecting themselves. They don't want all their business splashed across the cover of the New York Post or the Daily News. I get that.
So here's the other thing I was thinking about as well, too. Like, obviously, they don't talk like we talk to our family, you know, in group text messages and whatnot, or playing Wordle every morning or whatever the case may be. So how do they get these messages across? Literally, is it through, you know, assistants going, hey, someone would like to, or do they have like a private Zoom? Like, where do they do this, like, sit down where they, you know, tell each other how they're feeling?
Right. Well, it starts with just a call. Now, he does not have their numbers. He cannot contact them, but she has his number.
Of course.
He has said many times his number has not changed. I actually have his phone number because he talks to the press, and I'm not revealing any source here. He does it on the record.
Have you talked
I've spoken
to him,
to him. I have. I've interviewed him. I've spoken to him. After events have happened, you can text him. Often the family does want money to talk, and so it is a complicated thing here. And I think they look at Harry and Meghan in their $14 million house, and the dad is struggling. And I think we've done that within our own families. My brother Douglas is really rich, and when I go home and I see his big house, I'm like, oh, like you have a little bit of a feeling like he's much richer than I am. Also complicated, yeah. Which is why we want to know, what do you think? So Meghan's estranged father is pleading with her, how can we fix this? Should she give him another chance? I was going to say a second chance, but I think it's past that. I think it's like the eighth or the ninth chance. Should she give him one more chance? Hey, go vote on our Twitter page, our Facebook page, and we will reveal your result.
Yes.
Tomorrow. Hey, what are you working on?
All right. I don't know if you watch CBS Sunday Morning, but
yeah.
it is one of those. To me, it is what 60 Minutes was to our parents, or is to
our
parents.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
You know,
it's one of my favorite
shows.
If
you wake up early Sunday morning, you can watch it, because not only can you learn a little bit something, but you kind of get like the headlines of the most important things happening in the world.
You do. It's a great show.
So they had Michael J. Fox on, and as you know, Michael J. Fox, great actor, but he also has been battling Parkinson's now for about 30 years, which is, to think about it, it doesn't feel that long, but it truly is. So Michael said, not going to lie, it's getting harder and harder and harder and tougher every day. And he doesn't think he'll live to the age of 80. He thinks he'll pass away before around 80 years old. So if you think about it, that's another maybe 29 years.
I think he's 61.
Yeah,
is he 61? So yeah, so 19 years.
Yeah, 19 years, sorry. And you're the one that didn't have the coffee yet, so my brain's not firing. But here's what Michael J. Fox said. He goes, the big killer is of Parkinson's disease is falling. And obviously when you fall down, even if you don't have a disease, it's hard to get up sometimes.
Yeah.
And for him, it's only getting worse, he says. You don't die from Parkinson's, which this is interesting, too. You don't die from Parkinson's, he said. You die with Parkinson's, which is so interesting. He was diagnosed back when he was 29 years old. He's very happy. He actually was at the New York Knicks game, sitting courtside just with his wife yesterday, too. So it's not like he's being held back, but it's still so interesting just to hear that he is like... being honest with himself and with everybody else, going, listen, I don't have much time left.
Right. It was a shocking interview. You see how the disease has deteriorated, how it's really advanced. He's shaking now an enormous amount in the interview. And at first it was really off-putting and I didn't want to watch it. And then I was like, no, you have to, Rob. And people who are suffering don't need to suffer in silence. They don't need to hide. And I think that's something as a society that we do. When something is unusual or something's different, we just want to get away from it or people to hide away.
Right.
And in the past, people with Parkinson's, particularly celebrities, would just never have done this interview. They would have remained behind the walls of their penthouse, their apartments, forever. And Michael said, no, I want people to see me. I'm happy. You said he went to a sports event. I love that we still see him out. And even though it's very dramatic to see him, you got to be honest, you do look.
It is also a testament to anybody dealing with anything out there that you literally, you know, as hard as it is, to put it aside and, you know, just live your life the best you can.
He's living his life. Don't hide, Michael. Live your life. I would argue you have educated a nation, certainly me.
Smart.
I've learned more about Parkinson's because of you than anybody else. It's an extraordinary interview. It's now online. Okay, more royal gossip. So Prince Harry is going to attend the coronation. We knew that, but he's also going to attend Archie's birthday, which is on the same day. So let me explain. He's going to spend about 24 hours in the UK for the coronation. The author is going to return to Los Angeles right after the coronation. So he can celebrate his son's fourth birthday with Meghan Markle. He's literally, literally flying in and out. In London, they've nicknamed him Harry in a Hurry. Well, because he really is in a hurry here. He's going to be in, he's going to be out. Some people are saying he's doing this because he's embarrassed. It's going to be uncomfortable. He said some awful things about that family in a book.
I blame the family on this one, Rob Shooter. Like, the King's coronation isn't like a specific date. Archie's birthday falls on Archie's birthday. It's not like they specifically... out of all the stories you have done, and I listen closely and intently because you have this sound to you that brings me in every time you speak. But this story right here just proves the fact how much they were despise the fact that Harry is Harry, and that this right here just shows they don't love him as much as they want to admit it. Because booking a coronation on your son's fourth, they know his birthday. Their godson's birthday.
Could they push it back a week? I mean, they're not going to do that now. But
they're not. But it just shows they're like, okay.
Well, of all the days. No, if we were in the planning stages of this and... The Queen died several months ago, so from the moment she died, they really had to plan this, and they knew she was suffering, so they've really been planning this for 2 years.
Right.
So if we planned an event for this far in advance, and I looked at the calendar and I said, you know what, Garrett, let's do it on the 6th. You'd look up and be like, oh, no, not that day, because it's Archie's birthday.
Right.
I'd put up, like, all the birthdays on the calendar, all the big events. Like, you can't do it the same day as the Oscars, because we'll get no publicity.
Your grandson's birthday, for God's sake.
I know, you have to think, don't do it the night of the Grammys, because in America you won't get any PR. It's all going to be about the Grammys. So when you plan an event, and I've planned some big events with celebrities, you literally put a calendar on your desk and you mark off all the big events that can't change.
Right.
I would never do an event on Christmas Day. It's Jesus's birthday. You're not going to beat that at the Met Ball. You know, people in beautiful gowns are not going to beat Christmas. You're Halloween. Don't do an event the night of Halloween unless it's a Halloween party.
Right.
And so you put all this on a calendar. I think you're right, Garrett. Of all the days to pick, they would push back and say, oh, it was very complicated. And only the Westminster Abbey was only available on this date.
Please. The King.
He's the King.
The King,
you pick the date.
Owns everything.
Like, you own everything. It's not like the hotel was booked.
Right.
Like with you and me, it'd be like, oh, we can't get the Best Western on that date for the wedding because somebody else
has booked a room.
It.
And then you'd be like, oh, I have no problem with that. And then, you know what? I don't either. And I would sleep on the couch. And you'd be like, oh, I sleep on the couch. But here's the other thing too. Poor Harry, it's a rock and a hard place because he doesn't go to the coronation. Goes, oh, he turned down an invitation to the coronation.
He can't win.
Because it was his son's birthday.
His son's birthday.
He stays at the coronation. He's not home for his son. They are screwing Harry on this one. He is so screwed.
He can't win on this one. Hey, quickly before we get a break, Kelly Ripa is encouraging her handsome husband to go naked.
I think we know this. So if you follow them on Instagram, you know, Mark, especially if you follow Kelly Ripa on Instagram, because she is the one that posts those thirst traps of her husband, which is interesting because you always hear, oh, Mark Consuelos is naked again. But it's normally on Kelly Ripa's Instagram, but we don't
get to
report on that. And of course, Kelly said, of course it's me. I'm not an age shamer. Here's what I am. Live and let live, which we just
like
talked
that.
About. You know, it's almost like, I'm not saying you and I should get naked, but you know, just because you're a certain age doesn't mean. I mean, would you do a
naked picture? I mean, I don't want to see your bits and bobs,
right.
But would you do a shirtless picture? Would you do a picture of you from behind naked?
You know those Sports Illustrated, body sculpting issues?
Yes.
If I was able to get my body to that... moment that physique.
Then you'd want to show it off.
Of course.
That's what Mark and Kelly do. Mark and Kelly work out like machines and they want to show off these extraordinary bodies. And I think that's what it's about. But I do think this is a little bit of a mistake. The research is showing that a lot of people that watch the show think
as a couple, they're a little too sexual. Well, you know what it is too, Rob Shooter? And we talk about this, you know, we're both up early right now. It's as we record this, it's almost, 6:30 in the morning. But if you're listening to this, a half hour later at 7 o'clock East Coast time, while you're eating breakfast, you don't want to hear about gross things. You know what I mean?
You don't want to hear about it.
And same thing, if you're watching TV and you're in your pajamas,
morning TV. I'm having my breakfast.
Right,
Kerry,
you haven't brushed your teeth, and
Mark's lovely to look at. I'm the first to admit that. Kelly is too. I just don't want to see it in the morning. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls.
Yes, take my hand. Here we go. We're going to the polls.
Last show, we talked about Meghan Trainor, who was revealing that she had nightmare sex with her husband because he's a, quote, big boy. We don't like to talk about sex on this show, but this story was blowing up. We had to do it. I was blushing while doing it, let me tell you that. Our question was, does size matter? Let's have a look.
Oh, boy, I know where this is
75%
going.
Said yes. I was surprised. I thought it'd be more 50-50, but if you're telling the truth, size does matter. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip, and be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Well, let's talk about Rosie O'Donnell. So
Rosie
says she is happily single. I'm settled into my routine, which, you know, to each their own. It's good and bad. You know, just because she's settled doesn't mean she's not happy or she's not open to the fact. But she says if something happened naturally, you know, maybe that's what she told Page Six. But I don't know. I've kind of settled into my routine, which I think we've all felt that before. I get it all kind of like a well-oiled machine. I don't know how much room I have to tell God's honest truth talking about dating. And that's what she has to say about that. She's not ruling out the fact that she's open to romance. Just, you know, it's just like all of us, you know, just not right now. But she's not saying no if it just came along in 2 seconds, you know?
I am grateful that I have settled into my daily routine with Bruce. Bruce is part of my routine. If I'd got to my age and I was single, it would be very difficult to interrupt my routine. So I don't know. I think it is complicated. I know when you're younger, at least I know when I was younger, it was much easier to be adaptable. Life was so much more up in the air. Dating, not dating, was so much fun. But to start dating when you're Rose's age, it's difficult. I know people who are Rose's contemporaries. They actually know Rosie, and they're single, and they love their single life with all their friends. They miss a little bit of kissing now and again, but they can find that if they're really looking for it. I do understand what she's saying here. I do think you can get to a place.
If you're listening right now, and you have that single friend out there, and you're friendly with them, do us a favor. Give them a kiss.
Give them a kiss. There you go. I'll send you over. Okay, let's end with our naughties then. Naughty. Tony Danza is under fire after telling a reporter to come up with better questions. Tony Danza was on a red carpet for a Broadway show, and this young young blogger was there. I've met this guy, actually. He's a sweet guy. He's trying to break in the entertainment business. He does stuff on TikToks. He doesn't really work for a big outlet. He's not the New York Times. He's not Entertainment Tonight. He's not E! News. He's a young kid who's trying to break in the entertainment business. And he asks cute questions. And one of the questions he asked, Tony Danza didn't like. It wasn't like a bribing question. It wasn't about your sexuality or drinking or what do you think of the Kardashians. It wasn't political. He asked him, is that New York, New York? So it was funny to ask, are you a hot dog guy or are you a pizza guy? That's a New York question. It's a perfectly valid question. Tony Danza was so patronizing, so rude to him. People are now saying, Tony, you're the fool here. Even Michael Bublé has invited this young guy, his name's Rye, out for pizza or hot dogs, and they're not bringing Tony. Tony, you're our naughtiest of the day. Let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob.
Love a Rob.
Behavior is contagious. If you really want to change your life, change your behavior. If you want to be healthier, hang out with people who exercise more.
Yep.
If you want to get better grades, hang out with people who study more.
Yep.
If you want to be happier, hang out with people who are happy. Find what you want in life and then find the people who are doing it. Right. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Garrett Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you gotta be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.